Country Club FM.
Where's the train whistle? Right on cue. It is Friday, after all.
Thanks for reminding us. The Bob Almanac today, ready to roll. Today in history, Friday, November 3rd. No quiz today.
No.
We already gave away the tickets. Congratulations. Wendy Gendro of Big Lake won the honor of going to see Lone Star in Thompson Square later on in February at Mystic Lake. And if you tried all week long and didn't win,
right,
you can still pick up tickets. They just went on sale here pretty recently, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can $29 is where they start. $29 gets you in the door.
Next week, let's give away a couple pairs of Little River Band tickets out at the Medina. It's all, even not a country show, it's always a fun show to go to.
I want to compliment the Little River Band and their commercials that we have heard here on Bob FM promoting that show.
Right.
Where they've actually taken audio because they don't have Glenn Sharrock.
Correct.
Glenn Sharrock is not with them anymore. He sang lead on just about almost all their songs, but he's not with them anymore. So it does a disservice if you're doing a commercial for a group like that. I think the guy who sang lead on Night Owls is still there, among other guys that were original members, right?
Not many. Maybe. But this one guy's been with them for like almost 40
right.
years.
But they took audio from recent performances where somebody else is singing, Hang On, Help Is On Its Way,
or even reminiscing.
Or Cool Change, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night it was late. Friday, it's November 3rd, not late yet, 307th day of the year. This date in 1914.
What's this doohickey?
It's a brassiere. You know about those things. You're a big boy now.
Jimmy Stewart called the brassiere a doohickey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a term we need to use more often. Doohickey.
Right.
Neil puts the hickey in doohickey. Mm-hmm. I think we'll use that. A doohickey from Kinnicky. The first modern, this is our patent of the day, by the way, the first modern elastic brassiere. Patented by New York socialite Mary Phelps Jacob. So 1914, and Jimmy Stewart still didn't know what one was.
Right.
And he was well into his 40s, I think, by that time on Vertigo.
Just a bit naive there, Jimmy.
A little naive and maybe a little bit behind, but,
you
know, he was saving himself.
Well, bless his heart.
1914, that's our patent of the day. What was used before 1914? Something with burlap?
Maybe.
Leather straps? Something
know.
From the barn? This was the first modern one. How about 1926? Neil, tell us, you are our Old West correspondent and expert and aficionado. Sharpshooter Annie Oakley.
Yeah, she was good with a gun and a knife.
Was she actually involved in Old West shootouts, or did she just do shows?
She did shows. Yeah.
She actually didn't
shoot. She was with Buffalo Bill.
She wasn't at the Old K Corral or anything like that. She wasn't meeting anybody high noon in the town square.
No.
She didn't show Aaron Burr how to shoot. None of that?
Not to my knowledge.
No. Maybe she should have shown Aaron Burr.
She was just Alexander Hamilton.
Right. He was the one who missed.
She was just a crack shot, and her and Wild Bill, you know, kind of formed a partnership, and then they had a falling out, and then they got back together. Wild Bill knew the show just wasn't the same without her. She was a star, for sure. Her shooting skills were
She died
unparalleled
on this date at the age of 66 back in 26.
Godzilla, king of the monsters, alive, surging up from the depths of the sea on a tidal wave of terror to wreak vengeance on mankind.
Godzilla, king of the monsters, it's alive.
A gigantic beast.
Stalking the earth, crushing all before it.
What did the Japanese ever do to deserve Godzilla? Stomping on their paper houses and knocking down the power lines and the big power poles. We saw Godzilla for the first time. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, born on this date, basically, with the release of that movie, 1954. The American version, they included Raymond Burr. They Americanized it a little bit. Raymond Burr's did some scenes that they kind of interjected for the American release of Godzilla. But it started this day, 1954, and it's still going strong. They still have the Monsterverse now.
Right.
They had the Godzilla movies, Godzilla versus Kong, which were those are very entertaining. I've always been a big Godzilla fan.
Oh, yes.
Despite the fact that the special effects guy in the rubber suit, even when I was eight, I knew that that was a guy in a rubber suit.
Yeah, it was not that realistic.
No. When he took on Monster Zero with the help of Rodan,
yeah,
that's the high point for me.
Okay.
In the Godzilla-verse.
All right.
Don't you remember that one, Monster Zero?
I do, yeah, yeah.
And they went to Planet X. How about in 57, speaking of space?
Two things are astonishing about Sputnik the Second. Its weight, more than half a ton, and its live passenger, a dog. Our artist shows how this flying dog kennel is probably arranged. Radio, food and oxygen supplies, and Laika, the most famous husky in the world, or strictly speaking, out of it.
Laika, Siberian husky, was aboard Sputnik 2 as it was launched on this date. The first animal in space, and of course, Laika did not survive. Can you imagine the animal activists now if they were to do this?
Oh my gosh.
We use chimpanzees,
yeah,
and I don't know if our chimpanzees perished or not. There was one named Miss Baker that I can remember. But Sputnik 2, the dog Laika, and then they sent up a couple of other dogs later on, and they also, too, perished. Either while they were in orbit or in reentry,
right,
sadly. That was a state 1957. They just, you know, Soviet Union, they were ahead of us. They were willing to take these chances.
Right.
Willing to sacrifice these animals just to get ahead in the space race. Which, I don't know, that's controversial.
It is, certainly.
So, 1957. How about in 75?
Good morning, America.
I'm David Hartman. Today is Monday, November the 3rd.
Good Morning America debuted. It was a lighter, softer approach to morning news shows on television.
As that music would indicate.
Certainly. You know, the Today Show and the other ones were more newsy. Yeah, they did some pop culture and human interest stuff, but Good Morning America was much more laid back with David Hartman and then Nancy Dussault, who was better known as being on the sitcom with what's his name? Ted Baxter.
Oh,
Ted Knight.
Yeah.
Too Close for Comfort,
sure,
but she was the co-host. That's the state, ABC.
Well, David Hartman had just wrapped up stint on The Virginia and some other shows.
He was an actor as well, and he was very good. Mm-hmm. That was in 75. Another debut.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born.
Let's test Neil's classic sitcom knowledge. This is the theme for
Different Strokes.
Oh, you got it.
I do remember
just
this.
Before we got to it. Gary Coleman's about to become a star. People saw Gary Coleman, and he had a recurring role in a few episodes of Good Times. He was just this small, little, smart aleck, making fun of people. It was hilarious.
But cute in his ways.
And very cute. And NBC says, we got to make a show just around this kid, Gary Coleman. What you talking about, Willis? In 1978... we were introduced to that catchphrase, Different Strokes. Gary Coleman, Todd Bridges, Dana Plato, Conrad Bain. Mm-hmm. How about 83, another debut?
Welcome to Music City, USA and the Nashville Network. Tonight, a special edition of Nashville Now. We'll take you on a spectacular five-hour guided tour of country music across the United States in the gala star-studded premiere of the Nashville Network. Here's your Nashville Now host, Ralph Emery.
Yeah, Ralph Emery, he hosted all the big things.
He was
Mr. Country Music narrator there for a long, long time, originally a DJ, and then found himself on the Nashville Network. MTV had been on for a while, and they go, hey, we need one for country.
Yeah.
And we got one. TNN. There is no TNN anymore. In fact, the Great American Country Network, that's now Great American Family, the GAF.
Oh, yeah.
So that one's changed. CMT's still around, but they show mostly sitcoms.
Right.
The videos I watch King of Queens on CMT when I get home in the afternoon from the All Request Lunch Hour.
Right.
The ARLH. But you know what the Nashville Network is now? At one point, it was Spike.
Oh,
and now it's Paramount Network.
Oh.
So what's Paramount Network on your TV guide there is what used to be the Nashville Network. The Crook and Chase show, Statler Brothers had a show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
I think they
showed old reruns of the Mandrell sisters.
Loved it.
It was a chaotic day on the Rivera-Geraldo show this day.
Yeah. Hold it. Sit down.
Oh, yeah.
There was a fight. You know, and that for us, that was kind of odd. But for the Geraldo show, that was like, you know, Wednesday for them.
Right.
You bring skinheads in. It's not like Geraldo didn't expect this to happen, right, Geraldo?
He didn't expect to get his nose broke.
Well, maybe. That's exactly what happened.
Only slightly the worse for the wear. We're back. Skinheads have been, the racist skinheads have been cleared out of the building.
It was ugly, as was Geraldo's nose. That was his day 19.
It was good size to begin
88.
With.
That is true, Neil. You said it. Another debut in 89.
Tonight, you folks at home and we here in the Coliseum will watch history in the making. The first game ever for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, Timberwolves nice. Made their debut 1989. They were in Seattle at the Seattle Center Coliseum taking on the Supersonics. That's when Seattle still had a team.
Yes.
Tyrone Corbin led the way at 20 points. He was one of the guys we picked up in the expansion draft.
Yep.
And the NBA had returned. I was so excited to have the NBA back. I longed for that, and we got him back.
I went to one of the early games at the Metrodome against the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, the first time Michael Jordan came in?
Yeah.
That would have been, I think that's in November. That's like a week or two after today.
Yes.
That they welcomed Jordan in.
I sat right on the court side. I got in on a media pass.
Ooh.
I was here at this radio station.
Member of the media elite.
Yes. Who was their tall, very skinny center?
Brad Lohaus.
No.
Gary Leonard.
No. Bill. Shoot. Bill. I can see him. Anyway, he was inbounding the ball. I could have reached out and goosed him. I mean,
are you talking about a Timberwolves guy?
No, it's from the Bulls.
Bill Cartwright.
Yes, Bill Cartwright. Yeah, he's standing virtually closer than you are to me right now. I literally could have come out and just.
He would not have liked
him.
That.
He probably won. I was trying to, you know, I thought if I pinch him right as he was inbounding, we might get a turnover and actually get a basket.
Thought the Pistons Pacers riot at the Palace at Auburn Hills was bad. Neil Freeman pinches Bill Cartwright's butt.
Right. Bedlam would ensue. Yeah.
So the Timberwolves are off and running. You see what I did there?
Yes, that was good.
1989.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3! No soup for you.
Come back. We were introduced to the soup Nazi on Seinfeld on this day, 1995.
One of the very best.
It is. It's a top five episode, certainly, for 1995. The soup Nazi. Yes, his Mulligatawny was very good, though, I hear. So that was 95. 98, this was close to home.
Well, now it's 1998. And the American dream lives on in Minnesota because we shocked the world.
I don't know so much about shocking the world. Were there people in villages in Bangladesh that were shocked that Jesse the Body was our new governor?
I don't think so. It may not have made it all the way around the world.
But it was shocking.
I mean,
he defeated Hubert Humphrey III and Norm Coleman.
I mean,
it was a three-way ticket, and
we did not see it coming.
I voted for him because I just wanted, even at that age, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of the same old,
career
same old
politicians.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to see a change, and it certainly was a change. Just a one-term deal there.
I just got the bill for my license plates tabs, and I hearken back.
That
to
was when, he ran on that
when the body
on that platform.
It went from $39 to $350.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go.
No, they went down under him.
Oh, I know. That's what I said. Yeah, we were at 39 with him.
Right.
Now I'm
right.
paying $350.
It's true. How about 2019?
The leather jacket and tight black trousers worn by Olivia Newton-John in the movie Grease have been sold for more than £300,000.
That would be $405,000 US.
Wow.
The black leather outfit worn by Olivia Newton-John. We were talking about leather pants earlier.
I'd pay for it.
Yeah. Now, the good thing about this, we'd all pay for it
right.
just by seeing it.
Right.
The person who bought this then later on in December of 2019 gave it to Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, my.
So that was a very nice gesture by the person who purchased that. Of course, that was at the end of Grease. Mm-hmm. How about it, stud? And then they go into the whole, you know, you and what's the song? Here, I've got it. Let's see. What, this one here.
Yeah.
You're the one that I want.
Yeah. So good.
And John Travolta's wearing just a black t-shirt. Right. I wonder what they sold that for.
Yeah.
Pit stains. Let's do birthdays now. Michael Dukakis.
You still have 50 seconds left, Mr. Vice President.
Well, let me just sum up. On track. Stay the course. 1,000 points of light. Stay the course.
Mm-hmm. Governor Dukakis, rebuttal.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
That might be John Lovitz, says Michael Dukakis.
Might be.
Michael Dukakis, his running mate, his eyebrows.
Right.
Michael Dukakis ran for president.
They had a life of their own.
1988. He's 90 today.
And every time I do, hey! I can see him in the picture of me. Hey! Here comes my baby.
So the Tremolo's lead singer, Brian Poole, that song Silence is Golden also always touches my heart, I'll tell you. Of course, the Mavericks have a good version of this.
Yes.
Brian Poole, the Tremolo's, is 82. Here's another big hit from the 60s.
But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume?
The movie featured Sidney Poitier, Neil. To Sir With Love.
Oh, yes.
But I'll try.
And the singer that sang the song, and she was actually in the movie, too.
The sky,
she married Robin Gibb at one point. I think it was Robin, not Morris. Certainly wasn't Barry. Lulu. 75.
Fine singer. Very nice.
That's a tough note to hit. It certainly is. Roseanne Barr.
I never get out of the house. I stay home all the time. I never do anything fun ever, ever, ever. Because I'm a housewife. I hate that word, and I hate the word homemaker, too. I want to be called domestic goddess. It's more descriptive. But anyway, so I have three kids, and I've been married for 14 years, so I breed well in captivity.
That was from her first appearance on The Tonight Show, Roseanne Barr. And, of course, she took that whole domestic goddess thing, and that's what then turned into her sitcom that was turned TV on its ear. It was a different kind of family on television, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And she's somewhat controversial, too.
Yeah, never she got, my favorite.
She got booted off of the reboot, not really a reboot, but the continuation of her show. Roseanne Barr is 71.
A fool bear takes care of his tummy. He fills it with things that are sweet. A fool bear takes care of his tummy by never forgetting to eat.
He's the current voice of Winnie the Pooh, Jim Cummings. He does Tigger, too, by the way.
Very nice.
Jim Cummings is 71.
Repeat after me. I, Dennis Miller.
I, Captain Hairdo.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To keep a vigilant eye on the social and political leaders of our time in the event that they disappoint us.
Yeah, to keep an eye on pinheads like Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. You know, what's with these cretins? Let me tell you something, folks. I would sleep with Jim Baker before I'd sleep with Tammy Baker. What's that all about, huh? It's got to be like doing it with the Joker from Batman.
That might be Dennis Miller and Dana Carvey. That's double Dana Carvey here today.
Really? Oh,
because he did
yeah,
George Bush
right,
earlier.
Right. Yeah,
so Dennis Miller, he was on Monday Night Football there for a while. Remember that?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Dennis Miller is 70 today.
Hello? We're not sinking. We're sinking.
Grab on, Shorty. Grab on.
Indiana Jones' love interest in the Temple of Doom.
Sure.
She screamed a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
And apparently...
she was in peril.
Apparently, Steven Spielberg loves screamers because that's who he married. He married Kate Capshaw.
Oh, that was a good play.
Who is 70 today.
You know, I saw the weirdest thing this morning on my way to the woman's store. I thought I saw you jogging down the street in your pajamas.
That wasn't me. That was the big slow kid that lives next door. He runs away when I try to brush his teeth.
She was the one. Now, speaking of looking like Tammy Faye Baker, looking like the Joker.
Right.
This is Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
There's a lot of makeup
Kathy
involved.
Kathy Kinney, 69.
Goody two, goody two, goody, goody two shoes. Goody two, goody two, goody, goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke.
Adam Ant, his group was The Ants.
Yeah.
69 today. How about the little boxing?
I must break you.
Oh, he tried to break Rocky.
Yeah.
You can't break Rocky.
No.
You just can't. I mean, hands of stone. He doesn't have a brain in there. So how you gonna break him?
It's difficult, really. Even for that guy.
He was Drago.
Drago was
Drago, Rocky IV, Dolph Lundgren. Did he ever face charges for the death of Apollo Creed? He showed no remorse.
He did.
He kept pummeling him. He should have been charged with murder.
He was dead.
Dolph Lundgren is 66. And our rapper of the day is Sticky Fingers. Sticky Fingers.
I wouldn't even begin to try and spell it.
He's 50. And before we go, I need to send a shout out to a new fan of the Almanac. I didn't even know he listened, but my dad.
Oh.
Talked to him the other night, actually last night, and he says he loves the Almanac. So I wanted to
send
a little
that?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dad.
I thought he was going to say he hates it.
Right.
He also says that I'm too mean to you, so.
Well, he's correct.
Yes, he would be.
But as Jim mentioned earlier, for those who didn't hear it, he actually said he does like me, even though.
That was tough to say, because that was like the Fawn saying sorry, or that he's.
Yeah, I get it.
Neil is. I don't think Neil is as bad as I think he really is.
Correct. Yeah, I'm sure that's the way it's supposed to come out.
That's how it came out for the Fonz. Yeah.
Stephen F. Austin was instrumental in establishing the Independent Republic of Texas. And we learned about him in our history books. And he was born on this day, 1793. And the guy who gave us the Adidas sportswear, do you know anything by Adidas, as sometimes we call it?
That's how
Adidas.
They say it in
Germany.
It was a wonderful... Wonderful. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I think it's a streaming show about Michael Jordan and Nike. How Nike got Jordan instead of Adidas. Adidas was the big one. Nike wasn't even into shoes yet. Or they were barely. They were for jogging. Not into basketball. It was amazing their pitch that they made to Michael Jordan.
Sure.
And if you get a chance to watch that, it's streaming somewhere. It was fantastic.
It would be good. Well, Adolf Dassler was the guy's name who started Adidas Sportswear, the three stripes. You know, they were huge, huge shoe when they came out. And he was born on this day, 1900. One of our, well, we call him our own. He was actually born on the Canadian side of the Rainy River, then moved to International Falls when he was like five. The great Bronco Nagurski. Guy was an All-American in 1929 in college football at the University of Minnesota as both a fullback and a defensive tackle.
How did he not win the Heisman?
I know. Well, they didn't have
it. Did they have the Heisman yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
no.
There you go.
But the coach, by the way, of the Gophers at the time was a guy by the name of Clarence Spears. He was going up to International Falls to see another player, and he stopped for directions. He saw this young man plowing his field by hand.
With his hand. He was digging into the dirt with his hand.
With his hand,
turn the soil.
No, he was actually working the plow without a horse. And he came to ask the guy
amazing.
For directions, and he kind of made up the story, but it works well. He said he picked up the plow and pointed in the direction he was supposed to go with the plow. But then he signed him to the U right away, which he did do, and he got him to come to the U, and he put him in practice, and it was a drill where you give the running back the ball and then two linemen in front of him, and then Bronco was supposed to try and get to the ball carrier, and the two linemen were all American or all conference linemen. He quickly shredded those guys and plowed the running back into a tackling dummy. So he brought out a third guy, bringing in three linemen. Same result. Bronco was a beast. The great Bronco Nagurski was born on this day. Had to share that. Born on this day, 1908. He is in the Pro Football and the College Football Hall of Fame. Another Hall of Famer, Bob Feller. He was one of these flamethrowers from Iowa who played professionally most of his career, I think, with Cleveland, 1918. Now our first audio, the great Charles Bronson.
You got a problem?
Do guns make you nervous?
Guns have their uses. Idiots with guns make me nervous.
I think he was about to do away with some bad guys there.
Right. He death wish, and of course he was in the Magnificent Seven. Charles Bronson, one of my favorites, 1921. He kind of took over after Andy Griffith left, and then it became Mayberry RFD.
You hated that.
Yeah, I didn't like it as much.
Ken Berry did his best.
He did. He was a good actor. Yeah. F Troop, Mama's Family, Ken Berry.
Quiet! Now, I'm going in the kitchen to get myself a beer. And if I hear one more peep out of either one of you, I'm going to come out here and tie both your tongues in a knot.
That's when he was on Mama's Family. And I got a nice little surprise yesterday. Following King of Queens on CMT yesterday wasn't Last Man Standing, which I also like, but it was Mama's Family.
Oh, very nice.
Nice little treat with Skeeter and Mama and the whole crew.
Ken Berry was born on this very day, and the year was 1933. And one more, he was a part of All in the Family and the Jeffersons, Mike Evans.
He was Lionel.
Oh, wait, get down, get down, get down.
Hey, what's that, Mom? Say, Pop.
Hey. Lionel, I thought you were still sleeping. What time did you get home last night?
Well, what time is it now?
7:30.
He
was the son of a dry cleaner, Neil. Yes, he was. You know, they originally... Norman Lear wanted Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles to play that role, but they had Mike Evans instead.
And he did a fine job. Mike Evans was born on this day, 1949. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Hope you enjoy the no-repeat work day today. Mm-hmm. You're going to put a lot of work into it. Mm-hmm. You could go with Black Hawk, big guitar, sure. Vince Gill, Oklahoma Borderline, or the Oak Ridge Boys, I Wish You Could Have Turned My Head Around and Left My Heart Alone.
I'm sure everybody thinks I'm going to go Black Hawk.
Yeah, we do.
But I think we should go Vince.
Okay.